the Saturday Light Brigade, and we have our big brother, big sister of the month here with us. You're going to get a chance to meet three people we have with us. Christine Pace from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. We'll talk with her in a moment. But Carly Hicks is here along with Sister Lyric, and they have only been matched for about 4 months, all told. And I'll start with you, Lyric. Good morning. Where do you go to school?
I go to school at Turner Elementary.
And that's in the Wilkinsburg School District.
Yes.
The Tigers. And what grade are you in?
I'm in the fifth.
And would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening now or later? Who else is in your family?
My mom, my two brothers, and my dad.
And what are your brothers' names?
Floyd Moore and Linnell Terry.
What's nice to have you here. Before we talk about you and your big sister, I'd like to get to know you a little bit better. What kinds of things do you like to do?
I like to play basketball and football.
And are you good at those sports?
I'm really good at basketball, but not so much at football.
Well, that's excellent. What do you like best? Probably shooting, I would imagine.
Yes.
How are your foul shots?
Really good. But the best part about me playing basketball is that I could beat my brothers anytime.
And are they older or younger than you?
Older.
Good for you. That must frustrate them, does it?
I think there's been a throwdown.
Hey, hang on a second. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I said, I think, did she just issue a throwdown to her brothers?
Well, she can beat them. That's unbelievable. Now, how about in school? Do you have favorite subjects that you like?
I like math and a little bit of reading.
I kind of took you as a math person. I can't tell you exactly why, but I had a feeling you liked math. Do you know what you might like to be when you get older?
I want to be a professional basketball player.
You may well have a chance. Do you follow the WNBA?
Or sometimes.
Maybe you want to be in the NBA.
Yes.
By the time you're older, who knows? Maybe there will be just one league. You mentioned football, too. Have you seen any Pittsburgh Passion Games? That's a women's football team in Pittsburgh. I'm sure you've seen Steelers games.
Yes.
Well, let's meet your big sister who's sitting right on the left. Her name's Carly Hicks. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, thanks. And you also live in Wilkinsburg?
I do. What's just a couple minutes from Lyric, actually.
How nice.
That's
and
great.
Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
I have three siblings. I came here for college to Pittsburgh and fell in love with the city. So I moved up to Boston after I graduated undergrad, and I became a big sister in school, and in school mentor-based. And then I came back to Pittsburgh, and here I am. So,
well, that's great. And where are you from originally?
Well, kind of all over the place, but I mainly grew up outside of Philly, suburbs of Philly.
Well, it's great. Not to put you on the spot, but what really attracted you to Pittsburgh?
It's a small city, but it has great cultural events and benefits. There's lots of things to do. People are very friendly. Good food.
There you go. We tend to take it for granted sometimes, we natives, as to how much that's going here. Lyric, are you a fan of good food, too? Have you two gone out to eat anywhere?
Yes. For our first match, we went out to IHOP for breakfast.
Nice.
Lyric's a big fan of pancakes, so.
I am, too. Are you allowed to make them at home?
No, because every time I make them at home, they always come out burnt. And that's why I don't let my brothers make mine either.
You and me could work together really well, because mine usually come out underdone, so we could average them out together, and we would be good. Lyric, what's it like to have your first big sister, is Carly, did you have one before her?
No.
So what's it been like?
It's actually been fun, because my older sister, Samantha, she moved out a couple years ago, and I really haven't been able to spend time with her much.
Now you have older brothers, but having a big sister is kind of different. What can you do with a big sister that's special?
I can actually always come to her with my problems. And with brothers, they really can't solve your problems.
Yeah, there's some problems where you really want a confidant that, you know, you can share things with. And that's wonderful that you're able to do that. And is she a good problem solver? Or are you guys able to resolve things?
Yes.
I hope the answer to that is yes. What's it been like for you? You mentioned you were a big sister in Boston, but I'm curious about your relationship with Lyric.
I think it's great being with Lyric. It's in Boston, I was a in-school big sister, so we spent lunchtimes together. It was very structured, and I wanted to move forward with the program. It's great. It has great benefits, and I've had a good experience so far. So being with Lyric has been wonderful because we can choose what we want to do together. We can sort of explore where our interests lie and try new things together, and it's all up to us on what we like to do. So that makes it pretty fun.
So have you tried some new things that neither of you have done before?
What have we done together? We went bowling.
We went to Phipps. We made snickerdoodles.
You made snickerdoodles?
We did.
That
yes.
would be fun. Where did you do that?
We did it at Carly's apartment.
Nice.
It was quite fun.
Were they burnt?
No.
We did a good job. We paid attention. I thought we did pretty well. We didn't get distracted, so that was good. We had a lot of fun.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. And bowling, who won? Do you remember?
Lyric, always. She
really?
Is a pro.
It
she
sounds
is.
Like you're a really good athlete.
And she downplays it. We walked in there, and she was like, I don't know. I haven't bowled in a long time. And then she just kept rolling strikes. It was amazing.
Strike after strike.
Yep.
Huh? How did you get so good?
I really don't know. The Natural first time I went bowling with Carly, she won. But then the second time, I don't know what happened.
Have you two played basketball together?
No.
We haven't. Not yet. It's been mostly cold since we've been matched.
Yeah, yeah.
So we haven't had too many nice warm days. So I'm hoping this summer, as it gets warmer, if it ever gets warmer.
Yeah.
That
oh, it will. I could see you as a miniature golf player, too. Have you done that?
No.
I'll bet you're probably good at anything that you try, I have a feeling. Not just sport, but school, too. You mentioned you like to read. Have you been reading anything interesting lately?
Yes, there's this really good chapter book called East.
Huh, what's it about?
It's about this girl named Ebba, and her parents lied to her about the day she was born and her actual name.
So, tell me that again. They gave her that name the day she was born? I missed that part, I'm sorry.
No, they kept her real name from her till she was 16.
Oh, they didn't reveal her name to her. Why did they do that?
Mm-hmm. They just gave her the name Ebba when she turned 7.
Huh. That sounds like a neat book. Have you finished it yet?
No.
Do you remember who wrote it?
No.
That's all right. Ebba, or what's the name of it again?
East.
East. That'll be easy enough to find if somebody wants to read it. I want to turn briefly now to Christine to see what's new at Big Brothers Big Sisters. What's new?
Okay. Hi, Larry.
Hello.
what's new? Let's see. This month in April, we have our volunteer recognition dinner, which is where we celebrate all of our volunteers and tell them thank you. It's at the end of the month, April 28th. But the great part about this year's volunteer recognition, we always highlight our littles who are graduating. This year, we have at Big Brothers Big Sisters 30 littles who are graduating from high school. It's a huge number for us, and we're so proud and can't wait to do that. So that's coming up. We have our flyaway bash, which is that we talked about that last year.
Yeah, is that coming up again already?
It'll be in September. Well, we have the date. I guess it's not really coming up, but
it's close.
In the planning stages. So that'll be September 23rd.
This is crazy. If you didn't hear about this before, I don't know if you two know about the flyaway bash, but as you're listening, Lyric and Carly are going to learn about this too. You go to this party and you have to bring a packed suitcase because I think it's one prize or there.
There's actually six prizes. So your ticket entitles you to the prize. The party is at an airport hangar. There's actually a private jet there during the party. And at the end of the night, we choose tickets, and I believe it's three couples actually get on the plane for a trip to New York. Another couple gets in a limousine for a trip to Nemacolin, and then another couple gets in a limousine for a trip to the Omni Bedford Springs.
Wow.
So you have to come packed.
Yes, you have to come packed. It's adults only. Sorry, Lyric.
We could pack you.
And your person that you're taking has to be at the party. Like, you actually get on the plane
right
and take
from the
off.
Party.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
That really attracts a certain kind of person because not everybody would be.
Spontaneity.
Would have that spontaneity. Lyric, it sounds like Carly's made a huge difference to you and your life. And hopefully you're going to be together for a long, long time. I have some presents for you, an official Saturday Light Brigade pencil and sticker. They get better as we go on. And a radio patch.
Thank you.
And this is a pass. You can use this today or just about any time at the Children's Museum to go and enjoy the various exhibits that are here. You might enjoy Make Shop, giving you a chance to, create some things. You might enjoy water play, given your athletic abilities, because you can get a little physical up in there. And feel free, you can use that today or at another time.
Sounds great.
We spend a lot of time in Wilkinsburg, by the way, working with students at the middle and high school. We haven't done as much work in the elementary schools, but there's a lot of good things happening in your school district. And I'm glad you like math and that you like reading so much. Anything else either of you wanted to say?
Well, I'm excited to see where it goes over the course of the next few years. I think Lyric and I are pretty well matched. They did an awesome job at Big Brothers Big Sisters. So I'm excited to see our relationship grow and see Lyric grow as she moves forward in her education and teenage years.
Maybe you'll get to follow her around when she's a basketball star.
That would be fantastic. I can't wait for that day.
From game to game. Well, thanks to all three of you for being here today. You can get more information on Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh at bbbspgh.org, Big Brothers Big Sisters pgh.org, and learn more about how you can be a big or a little or a volunteer or, well, I guess you can't be all of the above because you can't be a big and a little. Has that ever happened?
I've been there a long time, and we have had littles who I worked with when they were littles have now come back and become bigs in our program. So
wow.
You can, in a sense, become both. Yeah.
Okay, but bigs don't become littles. That would
That
would be a little, maybe in science fiction. Well, thanks to all of
Thank you very much for being
here today. And again, it's bbbspgh.org.